Hey everyone, welcome to Tech Talk. Hope you're doing really well out there in radio land, or perhaps you're listening to this on demand in podcast form via iHeartRadio, or maybe you're tuning in on a smart speaker. As you can hear, this station streaming its audio by simply asking for it. Regardless, I hope your summer is going great, and I hope you enjoy Tech Talk each and every week. And we do have a stellar show planned for you this hour, by the way, with four great guests. We're going to start off learning about a tech company that's becoming huge globally. They're called Xiaomi. We'll kick the show off with them to learn about a number of new products that they've got in the market and new to Canada. After that, what's new in air purifiers? Do you suffer from seasonal allergies? We'll talk with Molecule about their solutions for Canadians. On the back half of today's Tech Talk, when will we expect delivery drones that will drop off our Amazon packages on our doorstep? I know it sounds like science fiction, but it could be here a lot sooner than you think, as we hear from the experts from Otarian. And finally, I'll share some back-to-school tech ideas, part one, if you will, and I'll finish off next weekend, with five cool devices to consider for the student in your home, including an LG Gram laptop that has a 25.5-hour battery. Crazy. All of this and more on an all-new Tech Talk, powered by Chevrolet, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off this week's Tech Talk with our first interview. There's a huge tech brand that, if you haven't heard of them yet, you no doubt soon will. And they're called Xiaomi. It's spelled X-I-A-O-M-I. And to learn about the company, we're joined by Xiaomi's talented and passionate distribution services company for the Americas called Techmobile. And I'm thrilled to have on this show Claudia Rodriguez, COO and co-founder of Techmobile, based in beautiful Miami. Hi, Claudia. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, Mark. Very nice to chat with you. I've been looking forward to our conversation today.
Thank you. Me too. Now, before we talk about Xiaomi, please tell us a bit about your company, Techmobile.
Sure. At Techmobile, we're a highly innovative consumer electronics distribution and also services company that is committed to taking mobile technology to new frontiers. We help brands bring their best life improving products to market in the most efficient and effective possible way. Our team is comprised of highly experienced logistics, marketing, retail, and e-commerce professionals, among others, who work together to take brands to the next level. We partner with the appropriate channels, and we focus on reaching their target customer and consumer and ensure we exceed the market share targets.
Awesome. So Xiaomi is one of your clients. And as I mentioned earlier, this is a huge tech brand that is only now becoming more known in North America, I'd argue. Tell us about Xiaomi.
Sure. Xiaomi is a tremendous global market leader, both in smartphones as well as in IoT devices. And they have a huge brand following worldwide, including in many parts of Europe and Asia. We at Techmobile, we've worked with Xiaomi to grow the brand in LATAM over the past 4 years and feel fortunate to say that we have contributed to the growth of the brand from a relatively unknown smartphone vendor position to now top three in LATAM and even in some countries, number one, number two.
Wow.
We recognize the brand love that Xiaomi carries, and we want to drive that same brand love into the US and Canada and bring the latest innovative products that they have, which no doubt will add value to the lifestyle of our consumers across North America.
All right. And speaking of some of their products, you mentioned they may be best known for their smartphones, but they have so many other devices. They range from portable projectors and monitors to wireless earbuds and even electric scooters. So why don't we start with e-scooters?
Absolutely. What an interesting topic, too, because if you think about electric transportation, it has become incredibly popular now, particularly post-COVID, as this new trend of micromobility coupled with the interest in electric vehicles has surely taken off. Mm-hmm. So we see e-scooters and also e-bikes continue to be an exciting product category, especially in urban cities. And as you know, Mark, we recently launched the electric scooter in Canada, the e-scooter Pro 2.
Right.
And are ready to do the same with the next generation electric scooters, the electric scooter 4 Pro, which we'll take into the US and also into Canada. We believe that with this product, Xiaomi will be focusing on bringing some really innovative, zippy, fast, fun, but also specifically safe scooters for consumers in North America. And, you know, just a couple of things that I absolutely have to highlight. The scooters are ultra portable, lightweight, And they can be folded in just about 3 seconds, which, you know, if you think about how fast our lives are nowadays and how quickly we have to move from one thing to the next, it helps make our lives a lot easier. Probably the last thing, I don't know if it's generally known, what makes this ultra light and ultra portable design is the mechanical design that Xiaomi focused on. They adopted the strong aerospace grade aluminum alloy material for the frame, which allows for the scooters to be not only incredibly durable, but also extremely lightweight.
Mm-hmm. And how much do the e-scooters start at?
Sure. So the e-scooter Pro 2 is currently available in Canada at Best Buy for $999 Canadian full retail. And, you know, it has also been on sale, $849 Canadian. So, you know, sometimes there are some good opportunities out there.
Yes, those e-scooters are super fun. Xiaomi was nice enough to lend me one, and I fight with my youngest son, Ethan, about who's going to ride it. So anyways, I thought I'd share that with you, Claudia. Let's now pivot and talk gaming. I know Xiaomi has a new curved monitor that is garnering quite a bit of buzz online. I've seen lots of YouTube videos about it. Tell us about the Mi branded, and that's Mi, curved gaming monitor. It's a 34-inch model.
Yeah, absolutely. Gaming is quite another formidable fast growth category, right? Mm-hmm. When we think about gaming as a category, we recognize the steep growth that this category has experienced in the past couple of years, particularly as more consumers and students spend time at home. So Xiaomi clearly wanted to address this category and the opportunity that it represents and make products that were delivering not just some amazing immersive gaming experiences to the gaming community, but what I personally find very interesting is that they also are catering through these products to non-gaming audiences. Equally demanded these monitors for the ease of working from home in a more comfortable multitasking screen environment and with the large screen video experience that these monitors provide. So as you mentioned, we're launching two immersive curved gaming monitors here in North America, the 34-inch large screen with an aggressive 1500 curved screen for a truly immersive experience. That one has already launched and is retailing at $699. Coming later in Q4 will be the more affordable 30-inch curved monitor at $529.99. That's in the US. In Canada, these monitors will also be available and they will retail for $849 Canadian and $649 Canadian respectively.
All right. Now, please tell us about the Mi soundbar. Again, that's one of the Xiaomi consumer brands, is the word Mi, and it's Mi. Talk to us about the soundbar. Is this for TVs or for monitors?
Yeah, so it could be for both. The new soundbar from Xiaomi is another excellent complement to the home theater TV system at home. Worth noting here that in all of the products, Xiaomi always focuses on the design, on the easy setup, and the use. Similar to the scooter and the monitors that we have already spoken about, the soundbar has a very elegant, minimalistic design language, which is also, as you mentioned, the Mi, the Mi, that is also what Xiaomi is worldwide recognized for. Second, the soundbar is very, very easy to set up as it features a range of audio inputs and also NFC to allow for quick pairing of your smartphone device with a speaker system. The quality of the device is just impressive. It supports Dolby Audio and DTS Virtual X for what is a true cinematic experience at home.
And this soundbar also includes a wireless subwoofer that you would place somewhere else in the room.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, for that low bass, that low, you know, I just watched Jurassic Park, right? So you want to hear the roar of the dinosaurs and feel it through you. So yeah, that's what the subwoofer is for. Love it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you want to experience the full range, right, of the audio immersive experience.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. And how much does the Mi soundbar cost?
Yes, so the soundbar retails for $389.99. It's available on xiaomishop.us, which we're fortunate to represent for Xiaomi. We host that website for them. And it is also available in Canada for $469 Canadian.
And that's the Xiaomi Mi soundbar. We are chatting with Claudia Rodriguez. She is Chief Operating Officer and co-founder of TechMobile. They are the distribution company behind Xiaomi for North and South America with many of their products. We've been chatting about electric scooters, e-scooters. They sell wireless earbuds, gaming monitors, soundbars. And before we talk about portable projectors, which is great for the summer if you want to have, you know, movie nights in the backyard with the neighbors, we just heard about the Mi soundbar. But speaking of audio, there's also a partnership with B&O. Right?
Correct. Yes, there is. We're very fortunate and delighted by this partnership. At TechMobile, we represent multiple brands and are very proud to include Bang & Olufsen in our portfolio.
Yeah.
We're delighted to be working now toward the opening of a flagship B&O store in Miami, Florida, as this will provide the perfect location to showcase the most select innovative luxury products from B&O, such as the B&O Sound Shape and the BioLab 90. I don't know, Mark, if you've seen them yet, but they're very cool. These products, along with the complete B&O family, deliver unparalleled style and sound and vision experiences that truly go beyond expectation. Aesthetics are just impeccable, truly an experience of a kind. We currently also have a collaboration with the Area Reserve in Miami, which will become the tallest waterfront twin towers in the United States. Through this collaboration and through B&O, we marry the sleek modern architecture of the Area Reserve, as you know, such a captivating waterfront location, and we deliver on the state-of-the-art lifestyle promise of the Area Reserve through what is the state-of-the-art home audiovisual experience by B&O. So it represents a perfect partnership, and we're seeing clients already truly delighted by this match.
Awesome. Congrats. So just to be clear, the partnership with B&O is with TechMobile, not with Xiaomi.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for the clarification.
It's two different companies. Yeah.
So a little sidebar, but that's great. Bang & Olufsen is such a reputable brand.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for recognizing that.
All right, when we return on Tech Talk, we're going to end things off with Xiaomi to hear about a new portable projector that they've got for watching movies in the backyard on summer movie nights and then bringing it back inside. And then we're going to chat about Molecule air purifiers and what's new from them, especially for those who suffer from seasonal allergies. You are listening to Tech Talk. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more. Welcome back to Tech Talk, everyone. Before we continue on with Xiaomi and then pivot and talk air purifiers with a company called Molecule, I first want to acknowledge and thank Chevrolet Canada for your partnership on this program. Charge up and go places with the Chevrolet Bolt EUV, the affordable electric crossover that moves with the current of life. What does an all-electric future look like? It looks sleek with bold styling that gives way to a roomy, refined interior with seating for up to five. It looks bright with an available illuminated charge port for convenience and flair. The future looks like the Chevrolet Bolt EUV. Electric, now for everyone. Let's bolt. Visit Chevrolet.ca for more. All right, as promised, a couple more moments with Xiaomi. We are chatting with Claudia Rodriguez. She is the COO and co-founder of a company called TechMobile. They represent Xiaomi in North America. Let's now end things off with projectors. I'd argue that they do have several benefits over TVs, and that does include portability. So with that in mind, talk to us about Xiaomi's smart projector.
Yes, the smart projector too from Xiaomi is in fact a very versatile device. Its primary function is to serve as a projector. In fact, it can project some crisp full HD images and videos on up to 120-inch screen, but it also supports NFC and a complete multi-angle auto keystone correction. This allows the consumer to quickly set it up in a large room without the need to try to focus the image. And as you can imagine, this saves a lot of time. What is impressive also about the versatility of this device is that it is a multifunction type of device. When not being used as a projector, it can also be used as an amazing Bluetooth speaker, as it also supports Dolby audio, as well as a Google Assistant device. This latter point is very important to note. Xiaomi has worked tirelessly with Google to support Android TV and Google Assistant, both built into the device, so the smart projector can also serve as a smart hub for an IoT-enabled home.
Yeah, that's really cool. And as you said, versatile. But that smart projector, what a lot of people don't realize is that not only can you beam an image onto a wall, but you can also do it onto a ceiling. So imagine if the kids have a sleepover, they're all lying on their back on a bed, and they can watch watch like a Disney movie on their ceiling in up to 120 inches, which is really magical for the kids. They're not going to forget that.
Yeah, no kidding. You know,
so. All right. And how much does the Xiaomi Smart Projector 2 cost?
Yes. So the Xiaomi Mi Smart Projector 2 is available in xiaomishop.us. It retails for $699.99 USD. It is also available in Canada for $799 Canadian dollars.
All right, Claudia, as we wrap up, where can we learn more about what's available now and what's coming soon? What's the best place to start?
TechMobile is helping Xiaomi launch in all major retailers and e-commerce sites. Currently, we're actively selling in channels such as Best Buy and Amazon in Canada.
All right, Claudia, great to chat with you. Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Likewise, Mark. It has been truly a pleasure.
You don't have to be an allergy sufferer like I am to welcome an air purifier into your home, as these devices don't just clean the air of allergens like pollen and dust and pet hair and so on, but also pollution, mold, even viruses and bacteria. Joining us from Molecule, a leader in this space, and that's Molecule with a K, we've got Jonathan Harris on the line. He's CEO of Molecule. Thanks for your time, Jonathan. Good to chat with you.
Yeah, great to see you, Mark.
Thanks. Likewise. We're doing this over Zoom. Now, before we talk about Molecule, the company, can you give us a air purifier 101, if you will? What's new with them these days?
Well, it's interesting. You know, the problem is that not a whole lot of innovation has actually happened in this space of air purification over the years. Most air purifiers use HEPA filters, which were actually invented in the 1940s to help capture radioactive dust. And they're really great at that. However, you know, we know that there's more in the air than just dust. And you mentioned allergies and allergens, pollutants, VOCs, and whatnot. So there's much more in there. And that's where our technology, our Pico technology, is differentiated and brings some new innovation into the marketplace.
All right. So we're going to talk more about Pico and what that acronym stands for in a couple of moments. But who would you say air purifiers are for exactly? I said off the top that it's not just for those who have seasonal allergies like myself. What kind of homes would these be ideal for?
Yeah, well, think about it, right? You can go about 3 weeks without food, 3 days without water, but how long can you hold your breath, right? And yeah. So, you know, as humans, we take about 20,000 breaths per day. So air purifiers are really for all of us. You know, what we're breathing in there, it's hard because it's invisible, right? And you can see if there's contaminants. If you have dirty water, you know, if you have mold or something on food, you can see that. But air is extremely complex. It contains pollutants like dust, pollen, dander. There's also other things in there like chemicals and viruses, which we've learned a lot about, as well as bacteria and even mold spores. So air purifiers are particularly good in homes with lots of family members or businesses where people are coming in and out. If you live near a highway, the off-gassing from the breakdown of the tires, you know, cities are really challenging. Pets, there's actually even cockroach dander, which many people are allergic to. I didn't know that cockroaches had dander before coming to Molecule, but they do. So, you know, it's really wherever you can have one in every room in the planet, truly. And that would be a great solution for us.
And not to get too personal, but you did share with me before we started recording this radio chat, this podcast interview, that you're visiting a family member and you can actually smell the smoke from a nearby forest fire. I hope, first of all, that you're safe. That's another application for an air purifier.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, smoke and wildfires are becoming much more prevalent. We've seen this over the last few years where, you know, fire season used to be in the summer in the mountain regions and sort of in the fall, but now we're seeing it everywhere, including Europe. I don't know if you've been following the news in Europe, but yep. You know, a big chunk of Europe is on fire and there's particulates in the forest and whatnot. But, you know, unfortunately with wildfires, they tend to burn buildings as well. And many of the buildings are made of lots of petrochemicals and VOCs, which are not good for us at all. So yeah, I'm very safe. We drove in last night. We could smell the smoke straight away. And now I'm following it on my weather app and actually looking at the smoke map. So, you know, now not only are we tracking weather, but we're also tracking what's happening with the outdoor air quality, which if you have even a window cracked, that outdoor air is going to be indoor air before you know it.
Yeah, good point. Or even if you open the door to go outside, right? So with that in mind, then let's hear about Molecule and its various products. I know of the Air Mini Plus, and there's also a more advanced mode or for larger spaces, which is the Air Pro.
Correct. Both of our products, we have two products on the market. Both of those products have our proprietary Pico technology, and Pico stands for photoelectric electrochemical oxidation. We can get more into that later.
It just rolls off the tongue, right?
It just rolls off the tongue, exactly. Hence PICO, right? But the real focus of, you know, what PICO does is we actually capture many, because it is a filter itself, but with our PICO technology, we actually destroy pollutants. So where other purifiers capture, we actually capture and destroy. And this is, you know, all sorts of interesting, you know, everything from, you know, like we were talking about earlier, mold, allergens, dust, pollens, but also viruses such as the H1N1 flu and SARS-CoV-2. Wow. So the widest range of pollutants we actually destroy. And the Mini Plus product is designed for 250 square feet roughly of space. And the Pro is for larger space, about 1,000 square feet. And within the Pro as well, we have advanced sensor technology. So I think you mentioned that before, is monitoring indoor air quality, which is great, but what are you going to do about it, right? So we actually show what's happening with the indoor air quality with our sensors, but we destroy as well. And on top of that, both of our devices have FDA clearance. So they're FDA cleared medical device for use in your home or business.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know. And it's funny, as a journalist, I often get pitched about air monitors, but that doesn't make a lot of sense to me if it's just going to tell you the quality of the air without doing anything about it. So I'm glad that I'm not way off base here.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, great. You know, indoor air quality is bad. What are you going to do about it, right? And that's where products such as Molecule really come in to make that difference.
We are chatting with Jonathan Harris. He is the chief executive officer of a company called Molecule. It's Molecule. They have a line of air purifier products, including the Air Mini Plus, which has a little handle on it. You can bring it from room to room. You mentioned that it's ideal for spaces about 250 square feet. And then a Pro model, maybe for larger homes or for businesses, the Air Pro. Is there a website where we can learn more about what's coming next, or at the very least, what's available today, the Air Mini Plus, the Air Pro, and how much do they cost, by the way?
Absolutely. It's molecule.com. And then again, Molecule with a K. The Mini Plus is $499 and the Pro is $999. Again, the Mini Plus is designed for rooms for about 250 square feet and the Pro about 1,000 square feet.
All right. Molecule.com. Jonathan Harris, great to chat with you. Safe travels. Thanks so much for carving out some time to chat.
Mark, I really appreciate it. It was great chatting with you.
Just looking at the Canadian pricing, it's a tad higher than he mentioned. The Air Mini Plus is $519 and for larger spaces, the Air Pro is $1,039 at molecule.com. When we return on Tech Talk after this short break, we're going to learn about drone delivery. Are we there yet for your packages? It's coming closer than you think. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Tech Talk. According to data from a new report, we're ready for drones dropping packages on our doorsteps, and many believe this will be a reality over the next 1 to 2 years. We're going to dive deeper into this topic now with renowned drone expert Romeo Dersher, who also serves as Senior Vice President at Otarian, a company that builds software for mobile robotics. Hi, Romeo. Thanks for joining us today.
Mark, thank you so much for having me. This is going to be a fun one.
Looking forward to this, for sure. Now, before we talk about this 2022 drone delivery report, please tell us a bit about your work. If I'm not mistaken, previously you were at NASA and DJI, one of the biggest drone companies, at least for consumers. And fill us in on what Otarian is all about.
Yes, absolutely. So Otarian at the core is a software company based on open source and open standards. The mobile robotics industry truly needs that, so it can truly scale up and make the best use of mobile robotics. And so that they are also become more acceptable and easier to use for end users. Mm-hmm. So a standardized approach of integration, deployment, and data workflow. So in essence, Otarian, think of it as the Android of the drone or mobile robotics industry. We make the operating system and enable, through this open standard approach, the build of a true ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So that drone manufacturers, camera and sensor manufacturers, app developers are all able to integrate into each other and into our operating system, and then operate fleets of drones or mobile robotics through our fleet operation and mission management software. Mm. So this really allows for a true end-to-end data workflow integration and a true ROI for the use of mobile robotics.
Got it. Now, because this is a consumer show, I wanted to chat about the concept of having a drone autonomously fly through the air and dropping a package on your doorstep within just a few minutes, maybe 30 minutes or so. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes, absolutely. So there's in essence two major types of drone delivery. There's the delivery where the drop-off location is not entirely known and you have to manually fly the drone. So think of a rescue operation out over open waters, and you have a struggling person in the water, and now you want to send a life preserver to this person.
Sure.
The second kind of drone delivery is where both the takeoff location and the drop-off locations are pretty well established, and the delivery is done fully autonomous. So one of those areas is a medical delivery, such as medicine, medical tests, blood, or even an organ from a hospital to a hospital over a large area or difficult to get to location. Mm-hmm. And then the one that this report covers is, in essence, the drone cargo delivery, where it includes a commercial good, such as food, toiletries, diapers, anything that you would purchase in the store and just need immediately.
Yeah, so just as a sample scenario, it's Friday night, it's 5:30 p.m., and I want to order a tie from an online store that I want to wear that night to go out for dinner, and I'm leaving my home in 45 minutes or so. So I go on my phone or smart speaker, smartwatch, what have you, order a tie, and an autonomous drone flies through town and drops it on your doorstep, messages you to come out and pick it up, and then you can wear that tie that night. I know it sounds like science fiction, but that's kind of what we're chatting about here.
That's exactly it. You know, this is one of the examples.
I love it. And realistically, how far away are we from that?
So all three that I was just mentioning, the public safety is already delivering items like life preservers and first aid kits, communication devices to areas and people of distress. So the minutes that we're saving there are really the determining factor of a positive outcome or a very tragic event.
Yeah, a little bit more important than wearing a tie for dinner. But yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah,
certainly. I mean, we just saw that this month off the coast of Spain, where a drone delivered a preserver to a 14-year-old that was struggling and was rescued.
Amazing.
So we're already seeing that. The medical drone deliveries are very prominent in Africa and South America, and even between hospitals in the Western world countries. So here the time saving is not just minutes, but hours. And those medical drone deliveries are already making a big difference to entire communities. Mm-hmm. Like we've been seeing over a million COVID vaccines that were delivered by drone in Africa alone.
Wow.
And then the commercial cargo delivery, the one that this report is looking at, they're in essence, deliveries of convenience, which have a positive impact on the environment, less traffic, less pollution, increased positive shopping experience. And we're also seeing a scale up. For example, Walmart in the United States is expanding that service to 34 locations in Arizona and Arkansas, Florida, Texas, Utah, and Virginia, for example. And instant drone delivery is also seen over tens of thousands of flights in Australia. So this is happening.
Now, even if it could work from a technical perspective, I would think that there are legislative hurdles, no? I mean, you mentioned a few states there, but is it legal across the board? I remember reading that the FAA had approved drone deliveries to some extent, and also things like insurance issues that have to be ironed out, right?
Absolutely. And reality is that regulations is always lagging behind the pace of technology. I mean, we've seen and experienced that in other areas.
Yeah, sure.
Drone technology has come very long ways in the last decade and has become the safest form of aviation. And despite many million flight hours, we've not seen a single confirmed fatality due to these commercial drone platforms. And now that we're seeing more beyond visual line of sight approvals from the FAA and from other organizations across the globe, we're seeing also the rise of more impactful applications from power line to gas line inspection, search and rescue, disaster response, and also the drone cargo delivery. It is a challenge, yes. In the US, we have like NASA working on this as well, that is working on a system where crewed and uncrewed systems are integrated into the same airspace. We're seeing the implementation of remote ID, which is in essence an electronic license plate for drones. So the industry is not only adding more transparency, but is really setting up the foundation for proper connectivity and airspace awareness. And all these steps help with more, deeper, and a very safe airspace integration.
We're chatting with Romeo Derscher. He's Senior Vice President at Otarian, a company that builds software for mobile robotics. We're chatting about drone delivery. Before we chat about this drone delivery report and wrap up, again, I'd love to press you on the consumer applications for drone deliveries. How far out do you anticipate being able to order something online from, say, a Walmart or an Amazon and have it delivered to your door right away?
In certain locations, it's already reality in the United States. And it's truly happening. And yes, there are still a lot of items that we have to figure out as an industry on both the technical area as well as the infrastructure area.
Right.
For example, apartment buildings. How do we deliver there?
Let's wrap up on the drone delivery report.
One thing that is clear to me is that Americans are ready for drone delivery. Almost two-thirds say that these drone delivery, they see that as an option for home delivery, either today or in the very near future. And home delivery itself has become that new convenience store thinking, where groceries, clothing, you know, your tie, household items and food items, leading for deliveries to 80% of Americans. And half of those receive home deliveries on a weekly basis. So America is ready. One thing that was really interesting to see is that almost 45% of the people asked were willing to purchase a permanent drone landing structure for their homes to make the drone delivery even more reality. And of course, there's some concerns with drone delivery. And when analyzed, these concerns are exactly the same concerns as with any other type of delivery. Nearly half fear that drones will break down and they will not receive their items, or that their items are being delivered broken. And those are the same concerns we see with van deliveries, bike deliveries, all the other deliveries as well. In my opinion, Americans are ready and they value that user experience of instant gratification and are willing to even make personal investment.
Is there a place where our listeners could read more about it?
Absolutely, at otarian.com through our social networks.
All right, so otarian.com is A-U-T-E-R-I-O-N.com. Thanks so much for your time, Romeo.
Appreciate it, Mark, and have a great rest of the day.
While that data is US-based, I think Canada falls very close in line there. Hey, when we return on Tech Talk, some back-to-school high-tech ideas, including an LG laptop that lasts up to 25 and a half hours between charges. We'll be right back with more. Welcome back to Tech Talk, everyone, powered by Chevrolet Canada. As I mentioned earlier in the program, I've been chatting on TV about some back-to-school recommendations. I know, it seems like, wait, summer's not done yet. I know, but a lot of parents and students are shopping for the fall. And of course, that includes tech, regardless of the grade they're going into, especially, I'd say, once you're about eight, you know, definitely a laptop and some accessories and tech solutions are going to be part of your arsenal for sure. So I thought I'd share with you about five of those recommendations. So if you want to grab a pen or your phone and jot down some of these, or you can always hit me up if you have any questions. My website is marksaltzman.com, M-A-R-C-S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N. All right, I'd argue a laptop is probably one of the most important considerations for a student today. And there are tons of options out there, let's face it. I'm a huge fan of the 2022 LG Gram. This is an ultra slim and lightweight laptop with a new anti-glare 17-inch screen and 16 by 10 aspect ratio. So a big wide screen that allows you to easily multitask, better for productivity because you can do more in less time. You know, I know a lot of students have multiple windows open. That's not unusual. Under the hood, it features a 12th generation Intel Core processor, and it is Intel Evo certified. It has that little sticker as I'm looking at right here. It's got that badge that certifies that it's got instant boot up times and long battery life, which I'll get to in a moment, a powerful CPU as well as impressive graphics performance, multiple ports like Thunderbolt or USB-C, as well as fast Wi-Fi 6. Now, what I like the most about this laptop, aside from the fact it's super thin and light, so a student isn't even going to feel it in their backpack, is the battery life, up to 25 and a half hours. That is well over five or six times than what I was getting in my laptop, even after school, even well into my work life. So things have really evolved. The LG Gram family is a premium laptop. Prices start at $1,749, and you can learn more at lg.ca. All right, now accessories for computers are a great idea, especially a monitor. Now, if you're in a dorm room, you're probably using that monitor for both your entertainment and your schoolwork. So both your 9-to-5 school life and your 5-to-9 downtime, if you will, and often well past 9 o'clock. So this is a monitor that I really like. You can connect to any laptop. It's the Xiaomi Mi, and that's M-I, the Xiaomi Mi 34-inch widescreen and curved gaming monitor. So again, ideal for work and play. This is a huge, ultra-high definition monitor that's perfect for dorm rooms, along with WQHD resolution for ultra-high detail. It also has a high refresh rate, and that's perfect for gamers, at 144 hertz, and technology called AMD FreeSync Premium. In plain English, it just ensures fast and smooth frame rates when you're playing those action games, because with other monitors, you're going to see all this hiccuping, and it doesn't look good. I also love the minimalist design on this Xiaomi monitor, which is also fully adjustable for comfort, so it was designed for ergonomics. It's $849, but I've seen it for less on sale at Best Buy. If you're just joining us now, I'm chatting about some back-to-school tech ideas, especially for high school and college, university students. Lots of options out there. And don't forget about the importance of strong Wi-Fi. If it's been a few years since you've upgraded your router at home, chances are it's having trouble keeping up with everything. Not only are devices Wi-Fi 6 enabled, like that LG Gram laptop I chatted about, but more and more devices are on your network than ever before, right? Something we all realized during COVID, I think, when kids were schooling from home and people were working from home, it puts a lot of pressure on the bandwidth, right? So the latest family of networking solutions from D-Link are worth mentioning, and they're on sale. So this is the Eagle Pro AI family of Wi-Fi gear. And that includes Wi-Fi 6 routers, range extenders, and mesh systems, again, collectively called Eagle Pro AI. And as the name suggests, they provide self-optimizing Wi-Fi. So powered by artificial intelligence, it continuously monitors your Wi-Fi network, making changes to optimize performance, like prioritizing traffic, you know, where it's needed, and even giving you a weekly report. There's parental controls, up to 5,400 square feet of coverage, so even for larger properties, and again, fast Wi-Fi 6 speeds. The D-Link Eagle Pro AI 3-pack mesh system is only $229, so that's three pucks that you place in and around the home. They all make a wireless handshake, and it gives you fast and reliable and wide-ranging Wi-Fi throughout the home and even outside of it. If you have a front porch or a backyard, it can often extend there as well. You can go to amazon.ca for that Eagle Pro AI family of D-Link devices. Next up, I've been talking about Epson EcoTank for years. This is the family of all-in-one printers, scanners, and copiers that don't take cartridges. Instead, they have these supersized ink tanks that take bottles of ink and out of the box, and you get this included, up to 2 years worth of ink. So this is amazing. You don't have to think twice about printing, whether it's photos or text or things like projects and crafts. And when it is time to buy more ink, they're inexpensive bottles instead of cartridges. So also better on the environment, by the way. So it's just such a smarter way to handle all your printing tasks. There's nothing worse than when the cartridges run out, always at the most inopportune times, and then you have to pay through the nose for it. Prices start at $329 for the Epson EcoTank family of all-in-one printers, scanners, and copiers. And of course, they're wireless, so you can print from smartphones and tablets as well. Even with your voice, if you have a smart speaker nearby, you can print line paper, graph paper, coloring sheets, crossword puzzles, and so on. Really, really smart. And finally, speaking of printers, Fujifilm has their latest Instax Mini Link 2 smartphone printer. So this is an awesome portable smartphone printer to instantly create tangible memories out of your photos. And that way you can decorate lockers, dorm rooms, binders, place these pictures around a bedroom mirror with these 2x3-inch photos that this little tiny printer, it's a little bit bigger than a deck of cards, it just creates on the spot after you install the Instax app on your smartphone. So not only do you wirelessly print those photos on demand, but you can also add fun frames and filters, stickers, emojis, and a lot more. And there's this really cool augmented reality feature called Instax Air, and the word Air has the A and the R capitalized. You hold the printer in your hand, press a button, and then you draw shapes like in and around your head or beside you, you. It could be doodles and all that in the air, and then it'll create that in the image, and it looks like it was really there. Neon-like images that weren't really there in real life in the photo, so it looks like it was really there. Really cool. It's $129 for the Fujifilm Instax Mini Link 2 smartphone printer, and then when you want to buy more paper with the ink already built in, it's $13.99 for a 10-pack. Well, there you have it, a few back-to-school tech ideas, and next week we'll talk about a bunch of other ideas, including a SanDisk USB stick, the likes you've never seen before, super high-tech, Cricut cutting machines that helps you unleash your creativity as you create like t-shirts and things for your jean jacket and so much more. We'll talk about the PhotoMath app to help students out using the camera of your smartphone, pretty wild stuff, and a Surface-branded laptop as well from Microsoft that has some bells and whistles. So next week, we'll continue our back-to-school chat on this show. Again, if you missed any of these names or prices, you can email me at my website, marksaltzman.com. That's MarkSaltzman.com. Before we continue on with this show, I do want to remind our listeners that while we often talk about new gadgets on this program, it's important to properly recycle your old tech, your end-of-life electronics, and it's never been easier to do it. Simply visit recyclemyelectronics.ca, type in your postal code or your address, and you'll find one of many drop-off locations near you. It could be a retailer, a community center, a school, and so on, and there's no cost to drop it off. By responsibly recycling your end-of-life electronics, you're keeping them out of the waste stream, and you're helping to recover and recycle valuable resources, which can then be put back into manufacturing. When it comes to your devices, the future is literally in your hands. Don't let it go to e-waste. That website again is recyclemyelectronics.ca. Oh, and if you forget to remove all your personal information from a phone or tablet or computer, they take care of all that for you. As we wrap up Tech Talk for another week, if you are on social media, drop by and say hi. Let me know what you're up to. If you have any tech questions, any suggestions for upcoming guests or topics you'd like me to tackle on Tech Talk, it's all good. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. It's Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C, S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N. And if you prefer email, you can simply go to my website, marksaltzman.com, and send me an email there if you want to reach out for whatever reason. Love hearing from Tech Talk listeners. And just as we wrap up another episode, a huge thank you to Chevrolet Canada. They're working on the Chevrolet Bolt EV, and EUV are coming out soon. The EUV, of course, is an electric utility vehicle. It's a midsize SUV with crazy range, fast pickup, a roomy five-seat interior, lots of bells and whistles, support for CarPlay and Android Auto, and a lot more. If you haven't yet driven an EV, you're missing out. So tech out Chevrolet.ca to read about the Bolt EV and Bolt EUV. All right, have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. And I look forward to catching up with you again next weekend for a fresh episode of Tech Talk. Bye-bye for now.